Praise the Lord for this time. Thank you very much for allowing me to come. Thank you for the good food, the good fellowship, the good friendship that we together had this morning and this afternoon. My name is Nang Lian Kap. Nang is the last name of my grandfather. Lian is big, Kap means shoot. So my name is, my grandfather was a big shooter, hunter. So every name reflects our grandfather. My son's name reflects my father. So fortunately, my wife's name starts with Nang also, Nang Lam Ching. When we name children, the first son go to father's father. Second son go to mother's father. First daughter goes to father's mother. Second daughter goes to mother's mother. So that is the way we name. So my wife's, if we have another son or another daughter, after two each, it goes to our uncles and aunties, father's brothers, sisters, something like that. So in the that way, my wife's name should go to one of her aunties. But the husband, the uncle said, I want that name. So that name also stop with Nang. So Nang Lam Ching. Lam means building. Ching means finish. Building, finish your building, something like that. So, we come from Myanmar, which is called Burma formerly, and I will share about how the country of Burma is famous in missions. And the Lord bless our marriage in 1995, and we now have three sons. The eldest is 16. 14, 12. And my wife gave birth by C-section for the three boys, but she is healthy now. And just before we came over here, we have 2 more days to live, but our youngest son was so sick with malaria, fever for 4 days and 4 nights and no food. He was so weak, and we have to leave him on his sick bed and go to the other side of the world. So it was so very difficult, tough, and we don't know what to do. I asked my wife, you stay back or I'll go, or shall we cancel our flights? And so we ran to the hospital. This is not a big hospital like yours. It is a house hospital. A doctor has a clinic in his house. So we went to him and asked him, and he found out that malaria and some kidney infection. So I told him that we have 2 more days to leave home. So he said, we'll try tonight, you pray. I will try my best, and he did try. And he gave injection, malaria injection, and some IV, you call IV, we call drip. With one bottle finished, then his face become changed for the better. And the doctor told us that you can go. We'll take care for him for 5 more days. And he took care, and we left on his sick bed. And I asked people to pray for us because it was so tense. So, and when we came here after a week, we came here on September 7, September 6. And we start visiting churches like you. And last time, after a week, we got a contact with my son, and he got well. Now he go back to school. And my son told me that, please tell thank you to people who pray for me. So that's why I'm telling like that, and we are thankful. We'll just start with singing with my wife for introduction. The song you know is familiar, Little is Much When God is in It. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. So we'll sing in our dialect. 로순 아 안테 민 힌조 미 김셉 테딩 엄마 나이디 베 파시아닌 홍성 도아 안테 알라딘인 파시안 기헬 나네오치 옴로 민탄나 하우나 종켄 제이수 민수왕아나 세플레 함루후 나가디히. This is the introduction, and I want to say thank you once again for people who are praying for missions, and especially for us in the other side of the world. Our country, Burma, is surrounded by Bangladesh, India, China on the top, and in the east, Laos, Thailand, and the south, Bay of Bengal. We have about some 15 million people, and we'll see the story of our ministry tomorrow with DVD. And I want to read our text here, Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. This evening, our theme is fishers of men. We have fishers of fishes, but fishers of men means that you, as you fish, you go for fishing, you go for people to catch, to get them. There was a man called, 1 minute. I want to mention the exact dates. There was a young American man with his new wife, left this land, America, on February 19, 1812, to be the first American overseas missionary. They're supposed to go to India, but India was closed for missions that time. And it is our privilege that he chose Burma, Rangoon, and he arrived in Rangoon on July 12, 1813. This is the 200th year anniversary of arrival of Dr. Adoniram Judson. And this going to celebrate in December, earlier December. I want to say that there was a church like you who have a burden for lost soul, who want to feast for people 200 years ago. And there was a man, there was a couple who leave his home country, his relatives, and went over to the other side of the world. Fishing, you cannot fish in your home. You cannot fish in your yard. You have to go out from home and fish where fish are. So he went over to us. And Adoniram Judson was one of the finest missionary in the world, but it is not a simple mission field. It was so very difficult, very hard place. Buddhists are very strong in their religion, and the religion become the culture. So they are very strong within themselves. They are very close to the gospel. He worked so hard. He dressed like Burmese. He ate like Burmese. And he act like Burmese. And he learned the language. The letters are all circle, almost 0, 0, 0, 0. You see the Bible there? All zero. But he learned. And what happened? He started translating Bible from the original Greek language to Burmese. Of course, Adoniram Jason was good in Greek. Therefore, the Burmese Bible is one of the best Bible in the world. That is our KJV. Very good one. While he was translating, he was arrested because the British invade Burma to colonize, and he was suspicious to be a spy of the British, and he was put into the jail. And even in the jail, he keep on translating Bibles. His wife bring pillows, inside the pillow putting papers and give to him, and he translate. Unfortunately, the government shifted his jail from one place to another, and he left all the materials inside the pillow, and the pillow was thrown away in the garbage. And God is very merciful, and it is a special kind of action that one boy searching good things from garbage, he found out a pillow and saw papers, and he said, this maybe belong to the missionaries. So he took and gave to Mrs. Judson. So the Burmese Bible spirit by that way. And when Judson and his wife saw each other, Judson was so discouraged. Our work is vain. All my translation has gone. But his wife smiling. It is here in the pillow. So actually they hide the pillow for a while under the ground. So they continue on translating, and the Burmese Bible survived in that way and become one of the best Bible in the world. So that is the photo of Burmese Bible, the work of Adoniram Judson. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1 says that, cast your bread upon the waters, you will see after many days. And there were many American missionaries, many precious American lives has been cast into the waters. 200 years ago, it was cast into the sea. He died on sea, he buried on sea. But now I am one of the product of that, his sacrifice. So after many years, after many days, you will see your bread. That is, the evidence is here that your labor is not in vain. Even in you invest in 200 years ago, it was not in vain. Another, for the Qin people, we have to wait another 100 years, almost 100. It is 98 years that to get the gospel to the Qin state. Qin state is the northwest part of Burma. Rangoon is far down. So Judson concentrate to the proper Burmese. When he found out that they are repulsive, he concentrate to the Mon, the Karens, so they are quickly evangelized. After 98 years of his arrival to Burma, there was another American fisher couple came over to us. His name was Mr. Cope. And they are from Germantown, Philadelphia. They arrived to Qin State Tadim on November 1, 1910. Their fishing place is very far. Therefore, they came over to us and they found us as a fish. They saw the precious soul in us. So they thought it is worth enough to sacrifice our lives. So he sacrificed all his talents, all his wisdom, all his education, all his strength, even his dear life he spent to us and died. But before he died, he created a literature for us. We don't have literature, but he picked up Roman alphabets, except R, J, X. He created a literature for us. So we have a literature. And he translated Bible for us. And now we can read Bible in our dialects. John 3:16, example. Pasianin atapa khatbe ka piakdong in leitung mi te aiti to atapa o mi khempe ten kiselwa nun tak ton tuna anga na ding hi hi. That is the translation, John 3:16. He made for us. So we came to know God because God loved us. And we came to know God and we can become God's children. And here is the feast that he got. See, but it may not be necessary for us to see in our lifetime. Fishing takes time, patience. I used to fish, but I'm not a good fisher. I don't get much practical fishing. You have to wait patiently. 100 years ago, American fishers came over to us, and they got many fish nowadays. But they are not privileged to see this much fish. Here, we see that the Lord command Peter to launch into the deep. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Launch into the deep. And they say, Lord, we fish the whole night. We don't get what. But at your word, to obey your word, I will do. And they did, and they catch many fish. So this is the time that American people to see the sacrifice of your former missionaries who give their lives. Dr. Koop died with appendix. Appendix is very minor operation nowadays. It is not to die for. But in those days, very serious. He died. He gave his life. Therefore, you people invest your life. You cast your bread upon the waters. You come to fish to the deep, and you got the fish. We cannot count how many Christians are there. But still, there are many people to be fished, to preach the gospel. What I want to share tonight is that in giving of our life, in giving of even our money, our wisdom, our children for missions, is it something lost? No. It has fruits. You can see the fruit now here standing before you. Now let's think that 200 years ago, a church like us, a people like us, sent missionary. 100 years ago, a church like you sent missionary to us. Now, what will be for us today to think that 100 years from now, can we get more souls? After 200 years to come in the future, if we look 200 years, how much we are involving. I am thankful that I want to say thank you again and again to the believers here in America. Because of the sacrifices you make, they are not in vain. Even when I went to Bible college, I was taught by many American missionaries, like Dr. Bill Bowen, some other people came over to India and taught us. You support India churches, India Bible colleges, and we came from Burma to India and study God's word, and we go back. And we will do the work of God. So it is a kind of that you are possible, it is possible to involve in missions in one way or the other. But the fruit will be there. Your labor is not in vain. To share again my testimony, I got saved in 1982. Of course, I grew up in a Christian family. go to Sunday school, go to church, but I'm not saved. Because the church does not preach the gospel, the church become cold down. Just do good something. So there's no message of gospel. But that time, my father was so bad father, drinking, smoking, fighting, making trouble in home, in town, or wherever he is, there's problem. Because of drinking too much alcohol, he got a problem of his liver. His face become big, swollen. He know he is going to die soon. He was about some 40, in his 40s that time. And one day, he's scared of death. Though he fight with people, he's scared of death. So he went to a Sunday school and asked the Sunday school teacher, "Teacher, do you think that God can forgive all my drinking, all my smoking, all my fightings, all my bad things?" And the teacher told, "Yes, if you repent, there is no sin that God cannot forgive." And my father took a step and he said, "I repent." And he stopped smoking, drinking, fighting, beating us. And we had a new father that day. My mom has a new husband. And now my father is still alive. He is 82. The Lord doubled his life. And when he got saved, he went to sing with guitar and share testimony. But the church where we belong does not prefer of this born-again stuff or sharing testimony. So he was kicked out of the church, and we joined him. And that new church where we went, they preached the gospel. And I went there in the youth Bible camp, and somebody showed me from the Bible, "I am a sinner, and Jesus died for my sin. And I received Jesus as my Savior and Lord," from John chapter 5, verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him who sent me has eternal life, and pass from death unto life." So that point I got saved. I believed God. I got saved. So I was so thankful. And I went to study Bible, and I went to serve God. But I don't have the money at that time. So I went for making money by mining rubies, red precious stones, for 2 years. We have a ruby land. And mining ruby is very difficult. You dig a hole like 4 feet wide, 4 feet long, and you dig up to 100 feet or 200 feet, very deep. Almost I got killed by no oxygen inside the mine. But the Lord spared my life there too. And after 2 years, I found a small ruby, and I sold it, and it gives some money to go to Bible college in India. It was about today, I think it is about $7. It is $5,000 in our money, but that helps me to go to Bible college in India. Dr. Chelly School, Dr. Cherin was one of the professors. In 1987, I studied Bible. I enjoy it. I love it. I was so excited to go back home. And after finishing my study, I went back in 1995. I start preaching the Gospels. I start visiting villages. And there are many people receiving the Gospel. And by the grace of God, we could plant churches, Bible-believing, born-again churches. And after visiting many villages, in 2002, the Lord gave me a burden to start a Bible school in our dialects. So I translate the systematic theology from English to Tidim dialects. Dr. Cook make the literature, and I translate in that literature all other subjects. And I call our people that 2002 February, we will start to have a Bible school in our dialects. And there were 104 students came on the first year. So it was so exciting because my students aged from 14 to 66. So all people come, older people. So they study God's word, they enjoy it. And now we educated over 350 students, and they go back to their respective villages and preach the gospel. Souls get saved. Even some villages I didn't see personally, they are very far from even our place, from our town. My students walk on 3 days for food to come to study. In the villages, they are very poor. They are farming. They don't earn money. They just farming just for their family living. Hillside farming. In the plain, we have rice fields, paddy fields. But in the mountain, it is hillside farming. So when the students come, they don't have much money. They have a very little amount of money just for their soap, toothpaste, and papers. Sometimes they don't have even for that. So when I call them, I need to give food. I need to feed them. I need to shelter them. I need to educate them. Therefore, I need the help of the churches here who supports the ministry in Burma. And with that money, we educate them, we feed them, we shelter them. Right now, those Finnish, the good, the fine people, I use them as village preachers and pastors. I share my support with 20 of them right now. And they are good and fine men. In those villages, they don't earn money. They just do farming. So that is the kind of ministry right now I have. And this is a kind of fishing. In one place, some people fishing, when they fish, they put one fishing pole, what is called, fishing stick here, there. And sometimes when they got fish, but they were not there. So that like that, you may not there in our place. You cannot come to our place. But I'm privileged to come to you. Once I took Dr. Bilbon to our place, a day return journey, very fast, and we got special permission. But very difficult for you kind of people to live with us. When they come, they humble to our level. Food, transport, and bed, other things. So your carpet, see your church, your house, all carpet. They are much better than our beds. So I can just sleep here and have a sound sleep. Well, when they come and they pray for us and they support us, and it is a kind of partnership of fishing, and souls got saved. And just to share a little bit about the ministry, recently we used to have youth camp like where I got saved. The last one, it was in May last week. We had the youth camp in Timothy Bible School, and there were 200 young people came over to us. And we teach them, and we preach the gospel, and we counsel them. Some of them got saved already, but for their growth, we give them Christian education. That particular camp, 73 got saved. And it's very recent, May. And they profess, they stand to here to the pulpit and share, I am a sinner, Jesus died for my sin, I received Jesus as my Savior, I got saved. So we are happy for that, because one soul is more precious than the whole world. So I give them baptism, one after another. The next day I got all muscle pain. But that is a joy, you know. Well, I'm very happy that I got muscle pain because of the success of the gospel. So the work is not in vain. So we get fishes, we get people come to know the Lord as their Savior. It is because the prayer, the support, and the mission-minded churches here. And we are working there as a partner. So striving together, we together accomplish many things. Like what you can do here, Jesus called Andrew and Peter. What Andrew did, I will turn to the book of John. Chapter Jesus called Peter and Andrew, "Follow me, I will make you fishers of men." But how did Andrew fish? John chapter 6, verse 8. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" Andrew is not mentioned in the Bible so many times, but here he is mentioned that he bring a small boy with fish, little fish and barley loaves. And in the eyes of people, what is this for this much people? What can we do, a little church, a little people, for the whole world, 7 billion people? Here he says, what are they among so many? But the thing he did, the way he fished, Andrew fished, was that he bring it to Jesus. And Jesus make the people sit down and he bless. Only thing is that we need to find a way that in which way we can bring people to Christ. If it is in Christ's hand, if it's in Lord's hand, if it's in Jesus' hand, he can bless. That is sufficient to feed over 5,000 people. What you put in the hand of Jesus for mission is sufficient. Little is much when God is in it. So that's why we sing that song. That song, the translation is very perfect for us. Sometimes we will emotion when we sing that song. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There is a crown you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. A place you are called to work. Little known. Yes, it is little known. You don't know my place. Sometimes my place is, people don't know, even in Burma. From Chin State, we come down to the capital city, Rangoon. And some people ask, where are you from? I said, Chin State, Tedim. They said, where is Tedim? Where is Chin State? They don't know. From Burma, we live to Singapore or America. We come to America and people ask, where is Burma? Where is Myanmar? We come from the double unknown place. You don't know Burma? Burmese people don't know Chin? And the world, according to the world, the UN state, thus, Burma is one of the poorest countries. In Burma itself, Chin State is the poorest state. Double poor also. And of course, our state is very uneducated, neglected state because we are Christian. Former days, our Chin people joined the British Army before independence. They got majors, generals. They were promoted, but this Buddhist military government suppressed Christians, tribes. If you are a Christian, if you are a tribe, you are not promoted more than captain. You may be qualified for major, general, but you are Christian. That's all, captain. So we are facing that kind of things. But they say freedom of religion, but it is not real. So we need your prayer for us also. And by the way, I want to share one thing that I'm excited, I'm very privileged to be here tonight. 2011, I came here in 2006 once, and we had a prayer meeting with the prayer group on Wednesday evening. I came again with my wife in 2009. And 2011, I got a very deadly accident. We have a small motorbike. I used to go with that motorbike to villages to preach the gospel. And one evening, I got a call that one of our church members was still so sick in the hospital. So I don't put on a helmet. I just take a cap. And with my wife, we went and pray for the sick person. After midnight, after nine, we came back in a carved place, a sharp place, that there were two drunkard boys come very fast speed, and they just ran over to us, and I was unconscious. The moment I saw, I was hit, and I was unconscious. And people took me to that same hospital as intensive care. Within 5 minutes, it happens. I pray for the sick person, but I become one of the sickest. Then, well, we don't. Our life is, we cannot say what will happen tomorrow. It is a privilege to do for God, to live for God as long as we live, because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. So therefore, actually, I supposed to come last year. Here, Sir Billborn is arranging my meetings, but I was so sick with trauma on my brain. Still today, I have little bit trauma and dizziness. I keep on taking medicine, but God spared my life, and I'm thankful for that. That also the answer of prayer. God's people pray for me, and I got saved. Now, this evening, I don't know how far I'm going. I enjoy just murmuring, no? I hope you can catch me. This is the best part of my English. I just warming up my English within these 10 days. So I put into my best. And God willing, tomorrow morning, I have many more things to share with DVD and with some photos. And tomorrow evening, God willing, we will have a service again. I will continue my message. I think tonight, this is my message. Whatever come out of my mind, my mouth, is from God. I hope you can be blessed by one way or the other. And I pray for that. May God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much.